And so if I had a title today, my title for this message would be More in 2024. All right. Is that all right?
Yes.
More in 2024. Amen. I'm going to read some scriptures, and then that's going to help us to lay the foundation for this word. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Another scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Sometimes I'll look at different translations. So the Message Bible says it this way: "My God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes." And then the New International Version says it this way: "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." And that's my message for today.
Amen.
More in 2024. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for all that you have done in this past year, all the many miracles that you've done, all the blessings that you have brought our way, all the fiery trials that you have brought us through. We have many testimonies here today, and we're very grateful and thankful. Lord, we are turning our eyes to the future, and with expectation, Lord, we are saying more in 2024. And we are believing, Lord, that you are the God of immeasurably more. More than we can even imagine. And we thank you today, Lord, for all that you prepared for us. And we will receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. So I want to get you to the more of 2024. How many want to get to the more? 2024. I want to get you to the more of 2024, but I want to talk about for a minute some things that can steal your more. How many want everything that God has for you?
Amen.
Everything that he's apportioned for you, I want it. I don't want to be greedy, but I just want it. And if you don't want yours, I'll take it too. So I want more in 2024. But the fact is, sometimes in life, we either slip or we drift, or quite frankly, sometimes we just veer away from the course that we started on and that we're supposed to be on. And when that happens, we need to recalibrate. Now, I've talked about this before, but I heard this in my spirit. So that's what Paul meant when he said in Galatians 5 and 7, "Ye did run well. You did run well. You were doing great. You were moving forward and you were making great progress." And then he asked the question, "Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Or what hindered you? What got in the way? And then he said in Galatians 3 and 1, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? Clearly, Paul is saying something to the Galatians. He's saying to them, you have gotten off the path. Whatever or whoever got you off the path really is not the question. It's not really the subject matter. But the matter is, it doesn't matter who it was, what it was. You need to recalibrate so you can get back on course. So by any definition, the word recalibrate, you find the necessity for change. You may think about doing something different. You may think about it, but thinking about it is not qualifying you for change. It's not recalibrating. Just thinking about it is not recalibrating. You have to make adjustments, make changes. To recalibrate means to put it back like it's supposed to be. That's why the prefix is re. Re means to put it back like it was or do it again. But the main point is, in order to recalibrate, changes have to be made. Look at somebody and say, there's some changes to be made. So, I've used my GPS on my phone. How many's ever used your GPS on your phone? GPS, Global Positioning Satellite. And sometimes while I'm driving with my GPS on, I miss my turn, and there will come a voice suddenly, loudly, recalibrating. And it will tell me where I need to turn. It will tell me how many feet and what direction I need to turn. And it let me know that it is recalibrating. What it means is the GPS or the global positioning satellite from a much higher perspective and a viewpoint is reformulating my path because I made a mistake. And it's reformulating my path, making adjustments because of the wrong turn that I made or the road that I passed for the purpose of getting me back on course. Everybody say, on course.
On course.
Say, I want to be on course for my more in 2024. So now listen to this. Now, I don't know about you, but I can talk for myself. Sometimes I disagree with my GPS. And sometimes it'll be squawking at me, telling me what I'm doing wrong. But I just keep doing it. I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking it's going to change its mind, right? And it usually does. If you go far enough, it'll tell you another route. But sometimes It will give me a destination, or it will give me a change that's not quite right. But the reality is, there's reasons for that. So I can remember being in Branson one day, and I was depending on my GPS to get me around Branson, Missouri, and figure out where I was going. And I put it, my location in there, where I was going, destination, all that stuff. And that thing had me going around this way and around that way. And it took me down a street, then down a smaller street, down a smaller street, and then down an alley. I'm in an alley. And I'm sitting in this alley and not even knowing if it's got a way out or not. And I'm sitting in this alley looking at this GPS saying, you're crazy. Something is wrong with you. And something was wrong with it, that it was outdated. The app was outdated. You have to update the app. So I updated the app, and all of a sudden GPS is right online, getting me back where I need to be. But the reality is GPS can sometimes be wrong. The global positioning satellite can possibly make a mistake. But the Holy Spirit, who is the great positioning spirit, the global positioning spirit, he knows exactly the right turns that you need to make. He knows exactly the time you need to make them, and he knows when you need to stay straight. There is never a mistake with the Holy Spirit. There is never the possibility that he's going to turn you the wrong direction or run you down a dead end alley. When he sounds a warning, when he says recalibrate, he is right. And to ignore that warning is always dangerous. It's going to lead to problems. But it doesn't matter how many times, it doesn't matter how loud the Holy Spirit sounds the warning to recalibrate, he won't do it for you. You've got to make the changes. You've got to make the adjustments. The Holy Spirit won't force you to make right choices. He won't force you to choose the right path. I said earlier, we're stepping across the threshold into this new year. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say very important things. And the first thing I'm hearing him say is recalibrate. We need to recalibrate. There are all kinds of things that can throw off our calibration. It's not a sin, friend, to be hit by things that throw us out of sync and throw us off center. It's not a sin for us to experience these things in life. But the danger is in not correcting and not getting back on course. That's where the danger is. We've all had things that have hit us. They've knocked us for a loop. Sometimes we call them the potholes of life. And they knock us out of alignment. How many's ever hit a big pothole? I mean, feel like it's going to tear the front end of your car out. They knock us out of alignment. They throw us off course. But we can't afford to stay out of alignment. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a sin to get knocked out of alignment. Life happens to all of us, and it's not a sin, but we have got to get realigned. We've got to get recalibrated. And as we come to the close of this year, I'm sensing a strong warning that many of God's people need to recalibrate. And he's saying if you continue on the path you're going down, you're heading for trouble. Now God is saying this, I know the right path, and I'm sending you notifications that you're not where you should be. You're out of alignment. Everybody say alignment.
Alignment.
Now what happens when your car gets out of alignment? It throws everything off. When your car's out of alignment, it pulls the wrong way. You let go of the wheel, normally my car will go like a mile, 2 miles. No problem, straight down the road. But if it's out of alignment, ooh, it throws everything off. It makes your tires wear out fast and uneven. The car will shake. It may still go down the road, but it's very evident something is wrong. It's the same way in our lives. There are indicators that something is out of order. And the global positioning spirit of God is saying today, don't drive into 2024 with your life out of alignment. Everybody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Say, thank you, great Holy Spirit, for loving me enough to send course corrections my way. Now, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the good sense to listen. Recalibrate. Now Pam started talking this morning and I thought she was going to preach my message. She said, maybe you need to repent. Well, recalibrate. Maybe you need to recalibrate. Ask God to forgive you. Get back on course. And then the next thing I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say is focus. Focus. First it's recalibrate. Then it's get your setting and get your settings right. Get your bearings right. Then it's focus. In 2024, focus is going to be a critical ingredient to your success and your victory. Because the devil's going to do everything he can possible to break your focus and get your attention off of Jesus. He will go to the extremes. In 2024, I'm telling you, he's going to go to the extremes to get our eyes off Jesus, because the devil knows if we lose sight of Jesus, we have lost everything. He knows that if he can keep us distracted and divided in our focus, then we are weakened and he can work unhindered.
That's right.
Have you ever had to deal with your eyes being out of focus?
Yeah.
You ever done that? It makes you almost helpless. You can't drive. You can't run. You can barely walk. You get off balance. You usually run into stuff. In 2024, The church needs to be laser focused on Jesus and the mission of the church. Many times we enter the new year, we will hear blanket prophecies. You'll hear prophecies like this. And I've heard it. I've been in church all my life. So I've heard it. 8 is the number of new beginnings. So 2008, it's going to be great. Right? No matter how hard it was, no matter how bad it was, in 2007, 2008, it's going to be great. It's the number of new beginnings. Or 2020. 2020 is the year of double. 2020. Double joy. Double peace. Double anointing. Double glory. I could get excited about that. Or 2023 is the year of liberty. We are free to be in 2023. I'm okay with that. I don't have any problem with that at all. I've done it more than once. But what I want to draw your attention to is this. While we're making those prophecies, and while people are declaring these blanket prophecies, you have to keep in mind 99% of prophecy is conditional. So as I stand here today, and I'm prophetically declaring to you that 2024 is the year of more, I can absolutely, without one shred of doubt, declare to you prophetically that 2024 will be the year of more. And it will be, without a doubt, true. So say that with me. Say, 2024, it's the year of more. Now I want you to look at somebody and speak it like a preacher. Look at them and say, 2024 is the year of more. Now shake their hand real good and say, I expect more in 2024. Woo! Now let me question. Let me give you a question. How many really believe what you just said? Now then, if you really believe what you just said, I have a question for you. More what? More what? See, the reason I'm asking that is because, remember, prophecy is conditional. That means you're the one, I'm the one, who's going to decide what more will be. So that's why it's critical that we are correctly calibrated and focused for this new year. The fact is, for some, 2024 would be the best year of their lives, and for others, it may be just the opposite. And why would I say that? Because it's up to you. Look at your neighbor and say, it's up to you. See, you can tell which way a ship is headed by the set of the sails. You've got to set your sails for the direction you want to go. What direction do you want to go? What will it be for you in 2024? More? Yes. But more what? Will it be more of the same old, same old? Will it be more missed church? Will it be more non-essential things that really don't matter or have any eternal value? Will it be more worry, more anxiety? Will it be more financial problems? Will it be more sickness? Will it be more mental, emotional turmoil? What will it be? Because the question is, ask for a reason. If you don't do something different, if you don't do something different, not God, if you don't do something different, 2024 will be a carbon copy of 2023. Everybody say, you can't blame God. So what I'm saying is this. 2024 is a blank canvas. Think about that. It's a blank canvas. And it's up to you what will be on that canvas. It's up to you what colors you use. It can be vivid, bright, exciting, or it can be dull, drab, and boring. So I'm going to speak prophetically about 2024. How many are ready to hear what's in store for 2024? Say, Lord, I'm ready. Now lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm a receiver. I'm ready for what you have for me in 2024. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? I'm prophesying that 2024 will be the year of more. More what, Pastor? More problems. More tests. More uncertainties. More battles. More struggles. Oh, nobody's going to hear that. More hostility from the world. More persecution for the church. Oh, Pastor, I thought New Year's message was supposed to be encouraging. Supposed to get us excited about the new year. That's true, but you got to understand. We've got to be honest. We've got to face the facts. We're living in a world that is becoming every day increasingly more and more antichrist. So you've got to be armed with the truth. The world is not evolving into a utopia of peace and love. It's spiraling down worse and worse. And it's spiraling down into confusion and chaos every day. So we got to face the facts that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But while all these negative, undesirable things are coming upon the world, there's still more. And this is what I'm expecting. And this is what I'm focusing on. More in 2024. More opportunities. More victories. More open doors. More manifestation of the power of God. More healing, hallelujah. More peace. More joy. More of the anointing. More revelations. More vision. More clarity. More people being saved. More miracles, signs, and wonders. I am declaring 2024 is the year of more, but it all depends on you, and it all depends on me, and which way we set ourselves. Hallelujah. What did Pastor preach on today? He preached on more problems and more uncertainties and more tests and more difficulties and more persecution. Wow, I'm glad I didn't go to your church. Let's just be honest. This is the world we're in. But the God that we serve is good. And it doesn't matter what the world is doing. We can walk into the greatest season that we've ever experienced in our lives. It all depends on you. It all depends on me. Let me just say it this way. There's not one single person here that can keep me from my more. And I can't keep any one of you from your more. It's a personal thing. You have to decide. I want what God has for me in 2024. And I want more. I'm not satisfied with what I had in 2023. I'm setting my sails to catch the wind of the Spirit. I'm preparing to be propelled into the greater. And you say, how do I do that? Well, the answer is, you have to turn on your expector. You have to turn your expectation up to its highest level. And you need to believe what the Bible says that we read in the beginning. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, he can do immeasurably more than anything that you can even imagine. For me, 2024 is the door to more. As I enter the door of 2024, I am declaring that I am leaving the lesser behind. I'm going higher. I walked. I even ran a little bit in 2023. But in 2024, I'm going to soar. Say with me, say 2024 is my open door. Say 2024 is my door to more. Say in 2024, I'm going to soar. Say 2024, I will expect more. I will see more. I will hear more. I will love more. I will rejoice more. I will give more. I will pray more. I will praise more. I will receive more. I will be more in 2024. Hallelujah. Is the Lord saying anything else, Pastor? Yes, I believe he is. I heard him say this: shut the door. Shut the door. I find that reference in 2 Kings chapter 4 when the prophet told the indebted widow woman, enter in and close the door upon yourself, your sons, and all the empty vessels that you brought in that little pot of oil, and begin to pour the oil into the vessels. And that's what I heard the Holy Spirit saying in 2024, shut the door. More specifically, he's saying to be successful and victorious in 2024, you're going to have to live from the secret place. Psalms 91, David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to tell you something. You know that I tell the truth as best I can. And whether I'm preaching something exciting or something that's heavy, whatever it is, I just always want to be truthful. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I perceive that 2024 is going to be a very chaotic time in this country. Do you know that they already have a movie out? They're running the trailers on it and all the announcement about civil war. And this movie is horrible. And do you know what they're doing? They're sowing the seeds for civil war in America.
And they want the minority to think they're stronger.
They are sowing the seeds of discord, strife, and division in this country. I perceive, and you don't even have to be a prophet or even be prophetic to have this ability to perceive that we are going into a very chaotic time in this country. Our peace, our joy, our sanity, and the power to overcome and live victoriously is going to be predicated upon the decision and the lifestyle of living from the secret place. We're already in unprecedented times. Can think about this for a minute. That in Maine, they took President Trump off the ballot in Maine. Not even the Supreme Court, just a Secretary of the State decided he would not be on the ballot. Now tell me what kind of world we're living in when one person can decide that somebody can't run for the President of the United States. Now, at least in Colorado, it was the Supreme Court of Colorado that decided that, which is still insanity. When did one little group of people get the authority to decide that the whole nation can't vote for a person? Whether you like them or whether you don't, something is wrong. Whether you agree with him and his policies or not, something is way wrong in our country. And if you're expecting that everything is just going to smooth out in 2024, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that it's probably not. It's probably going to be the most chaotic time that we've ever seen. And yet it's going to be the greatest time if you set your sail right, if you recalibrate, if you get focused on Jesus. Get focused on what God is wanting to do and what God has in store for you. There's more in 2024 than anything you've ever seen in your life. God is getting ready to do something so big and so grand that it will make anything that he's ever done in the past look like chicken feet. We serve a big God.
Amen.
So David was speaking by the Holy Ghost. He said there would be terror by night. He said there would be arrows flying by day. He said there would be pestilence and destruction. But then he said those who are living from the secret place will see it, but it won't get to them. Everybody say, it won't get me.
It won't get me.
Because I'm living
in the secret place.
Woo! Glory to God. He said, 1,000 will fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, which is the Most High, your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. This is going to be your key to more in 2024. Shut the door. What does that mean? That means I am closing out all the chaos, all the confusion, all the worry, all the stress, all the media overload. I'm going to spend time in the presence of God. I ain't got time for all that garbage. If I get all tangled up in that stuff, the Bible says that we are not to entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. If you want to be a good soldier, you can't get all tangled up in all this stuff. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We know what's happening, but we cannot get tangled up in it. We've got to dwell, live, abide, and live from the secret place. Now, it's been said, and I'm almost done. One of the gates of Jerusalem, one of the gates of Jerusalem is called the needle's eye, and that it is so small and so narrow that the only way a camel could get through it was to unload all of its burden, then to crawl through on its knees. Now, whether that's true or whether it's just tradition, I don't know. But I do know this. God doesn't want you, and he doesn't want me, going into 2024 all burdened down. I do know that. He doesn't want us taking all the weights and all the burdens and all the stress and all the anxiety and all the worry and all the doubt and all the fear and all the confusion into 2024 with us. At the crossing over into this new year, it's a time, like the camel, to unburden yourself. It may be the burden of sin, the burdens of guilt and shame. It may be the burdens of regret for what didn't get done in 2023, or what you didn't get right, or what you didn't get done. It could be the burdens, just life. Have you weighted down? But remember our text, Paul said, lay aside the weight, not just the sin, but the weight that does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Like the camel, we need to lay it all down. 2023, it's coming to a close. Lay it all down at Jesus' feet and come through on our knees. Come through in deep humility, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then, my friend, we need to get up and we need to start running this race, restored, refreshed, renewed, revived, reinvigorated, and refired. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody stand with me, please. Stand with me, please. I'm doing my part the best I know how. Everything else is the work of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that applies this to the heart. He's the one that makes it fit where it needs to fit. He's the one that opens the heart to receive it. It's a new chapter. That's another thing I heard the Holy Spirit say. It's a new chapter. So we've got to let go of the old. When you move into a new chapter in a book, you have to leave the old chapter to get to the new chapter. Whatever is of the old, we've got to let it go. Let it go. Unforgiveness, hurt feelings, disappointments, discouragement, depression, worry, stress, anxiety. We've got to let it go. Because there's more before us than behind us. Paul the Apostle said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing for the more. There's more, and I want it. There's more, and I want it. And I'm ready, and I'm willing to lay down the weights and the sin that so easily besets. I don't want anything hindering the more that God has for me in 2024. I want you to just look to the Lord for just a moment. And I want you to just allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you for just a moment. And search your heart. And talk to you, and you talk to Him internally. And you ask Him. Because the truth is, if God's dealing with you, He's already dealing with you. You don't really have to ask Him, is there something new here, Lord, that we haven't thought about? I'm telling you right now, if He's dealing with you, He's dealing with you. But you just need to internally turn in and say, Lord, what is it that You're talking to me about? What is it that I know that I need to get rid of? I know that I need to recalibrate. I know that I need to turn loose of this. I know that I need to lay it aside. I want to get through that gate into 2024 unburdened. I don't want to carry all this mess with me. I don't want to carry unresolved problems and unresolved battles and unresolved feelings and emotions, hurts. And I don't want to carry any of that, Lord. And Father, not only that, I don't want to go into 24 knowing that in 2023 I've just been marking time and I haven't really been running the race. And I ask You to forgive me. I repent, Lord. I want to recalibrate. I want to get it right. I want to take that canvas You've given me, Lord, and I want to paint a bright future. I want the more in 2024. How many would say by uplifted hand that you know right now that the Holy Spirit is dealing with you about something in your heart and your life? He's dealing with you about something. Now, it's like that GPS. That GPS can be squawking away on the dashboard, but that GPS does not have the power to turn your car. It does not have the power to turn that wheel. You have to make the choice. You have to make the decision. Holy Spirit, I say yes. Not my will, but Thine be done. Holy Spirit, I want to be prepared to receive the more in 2024. I want my hands emptied of all the past so I can take hold of all that You're giving this new year. Jesus, lift Your hands all over this house today and just receive this from the Lord right now. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We lay it all down, Lord. We lay it all down, Lord, to go into this new year unburdened, to come through on our knees, Lord, in deep humility, recognizing that we cannot do it without You, recognizing that 2024 will just be a carbon copy of 2023 if we don't do it Your way. So as the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, speaking to my heart, I'm going to make this song my prayer. I say yes, Lord, yes, to Your will and to Your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust You and obey. When Your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Sing that again. Well, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Ora ya la basadora via satora basandai. Would you just tell him that from your heart today? Would you just tell him it's yes, Lord? That's my answer. Whatever you're saying to me, Lord, my answer is yes. Whatever you're needing from me, Lord, my answer is yes. My answer is yes. Whatever you're requiring from me, my answer is yes. Whatever you're dealing with me about, Lord, my answer is yes. I'm not going to try to hide it. I'm not going to try to bury it. I'm not going to try to ignore it. Whatever you're saying, my answer is yes. Yes, Lord. Yes to more. 2024. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can we give him a praise in the house today?